So,
hot water heater update. So I went over there, I reset the breaker, I reset the thermostat. The thermostat was kicking on at 90 degrees instead of 120. I checked the fuses. As I was checking everything, I went back. I went back up in there and turned the hot water on, and it's hot. It's hot water. Now here's possibilities. An angel, like a fallen angel. The guy's messing with me, and he just ran. He had a guest over there, and they were trying to take showers too often. He could have had the hot water dripping, didn't know it. The lady that was over there with him could have had the water running, didn't know it, which is most likely what happened. Or it could be that the hive mind picked up on my thoughts and they have to follow you. Think about what I'm saying. The hive mind, the demons, the devil, the hive, the minions of the devil, the unsaved, the flesh creatures, they have to follow you. That's why it says the flesh persecutes the spirit. They're always following you. They're always persecuting you. And if it's true in the natural realm, it's true in the thought realm. These creatures who are unsaved, who've learned to live in the energy of the flesh their whole life, that's all they know. They don't have any kind of prayer directly to God. They don't have any fasting. They don't have any hope. They don't have anything except for the robotic, demonic spirit in them. So you got somebody over there, probably a visitor who was running the hot water and just let it drip. And that's probably what happened, because it felt like the breaker was warm. The breaker didn't trip, but the breaker was warm to the touch. So I'm gonna get, as a backup, I'm gonna get a breaker and a thermostat and just keep it over there. But you can't live in peace without the devil jumping on somebody. But they have to follow you. Whatever you're thinking about, think about. The earth was made for you. The earth was made for you. The earth was made for you. It was all made for you. If you're a joint heir with Christ, and if you're saved, you are. Then they follow you. They chase you. They try to use you. They vampire off of you. They want your attention. They need you. This is why the saints can get rich, because they feed off of you. They need you. And they might hate you. They actually hate you. And I've watched them in business. They're actually dumb. They might be smart in one area to function, but they're usually dumb. They don't have a common sense about them. I mean, think about all of them in jail and destroying themselves. I mean, it's just not common sense to destroy yourself. It's not common sense. Crazy world.